Fancy cowgirls and ag professionals alike gathered together in Manhattan, February 10th through the 11th, for the 2022 Women Managing the Farm Conference. From new mothers to proud grandmothers, the conference provided updates on critical farm management topics, introductions to new practices, and the opportunity to reconnect with peers. Marsha Boswell, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Communications, said, "Since 2005, Women Managing the Farm has brought together Kansas women who are working to grow their businesses and create positive changes in their communities. This year's conference offered attendees not only the chance to learn more about risk management tools and professional resources, but also come together again with others working in similar roles in Kansas agriculture." Courtney Dayhoff, a television personality, keynote speaker, and podcast host known as the Fancy Lady Cowgirl, kicked off the conference by discussing how she celebrates a cowgirl spirit and an urban lifestyle. She encouraged attendees to embrace both the commonalities of those with ties to agriculture and the attributes that make them fancy and unique. During Thursday's luncheon, Dayhoff moderated a panel of Kansas leaders to discuss the opportunities and challenges they faced over their career paths. Panelists include Kelsey Olson, Department Secretary of Kansas Department of Agriculture, Megan Kramer, Kansas Farm Bureau Director of Communications and Marketing, and Carol Fike, Kansas State University faculty member in the Department of Animal Science. Friday's breakfast keynote focused on the mechanics of building a farm legacy. Shannon Farrell, professor at Oklahoma State University, led a stimulating call to action for farm families to develop a family transition approach and create the mechanisms. The conference ended with an agricultural economic outlook by Tanner Emke, a CoBank economist. From inflation to commodity prices to nitrogen, Emke broke down the macroeconomic factors influencing both farm prices and the U.S. economy. Attendees left with a clear picture of how to position their operations to take advantage of current low interest rates and higher commodity price projections while guarding against inflation and steep increases in farm input prices. Additional breakout sessions throughout the two-day conference focused on on-farm management issues, opportunities to explore cover crops and soil health, and discussions of physical and mental health resources for rural Americans. Mark the calendars for next year's Women Managing the Farm Conference, scheduled for February 15th to the 17th, 2023. Keep up with conference updates at womenmanagingthefarm.com and follow the conference on Facebook at facebook.com/womenmanagingthefarm. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.